Blog Talk Radio.
Siobhan Toombs and actress Tovia Spain that's also going to join us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure all my guests are on with me, and then we will dedicate this show to all the hustlers, all the people grinding out there trying to make it happen, all the actresses, actors, entertainers. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk to all these people, and we're going to get with it. All
I was
right?
trying to get it out of here. I want some dead presidents. I want to pull up. Head spin, get it, get fly. I got six jobs, I don't get fly.
Time artist, ex Gaudy said grind harder, learn from every time you ever fail. If it never fail, just grind smarter, iron sharpen, you the dag on they hindquarters, and they all acting. Rap game, I'm a pallbearer, kill me, get a call after. First look, it was all laughter. Kevin Gates, no small matter, made men believe when they didn't believe. Dive in the crowd, no safety holders, got in the booth, no safety on it. Aiming, I shoot for the stars, got the award, I ain't win no awards, only mean the one thing, don't get tired, I go hard.
I was trying to get it out of here. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
We share a car, my hat never couldn't afford flights, no air travel. Still Rice Krispies like sand gravel. Walking testament of what can happen the moment you follow your heart. Keeping the faith even when it get dark. They say give up as I tell them get lost. 2 years ago I just purchased a farm, most likely the one that you cannot afford. Right foot on the gas, well it's the yoga be accelerating. I'm doing the dance. She said I'm with, shawty be doing a shit, and it's okay to say that she bad. Look to the right and I give her a glance.
I was trying to get it out of here. I want them dead presidents. I wanna pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get fly.
I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat and you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend to just be who you are. Ain't never changed, been like this from the start. Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat and you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend to just be who you are.
Get it, get fly. I got six jobs, I don't get tired. I was trying to get it out. I want some dead presidents. I want to pull up. Get spent. Get it, get by. I got six jobs. I don't get tired. I don't get tired. Get it, get by. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I am so psyched. I have so many special guests on tonight. My my featured guest is actor Damian S. Johnson. He's going to be on my Conversations with a Black Man part of the show. But right now on Racing Ties Live, I have another special guest, Siobhan Toombs. I'm going to just go ahead and plug her in and let her tell everybody what she actually does, what she's all about, and what she has going on. Siobhan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, how you doing? It's been a long time since I talked to you.
I know. And, actually, it was at a radio station.
Exactly. Now, the way that I met Siobhan is because we're both spoken word artists, but Siobhan has a successful event that she has been promoting and producing for some time now. Siobhan, you want to tell us all about your event?
Yes. My show that I host is every first Wednesday, and it's called Reflective Soul Series. And my show is a place where if it's your first time, want to perform poetry, or if you're a veteran at performing spoken word, it's just a place where it's just positive vibes and everybody just have a good time.
Wow, that sounds great. So tell us what type of performances you actually have that go on at your show.
At my show, I have hip-hop, I have neo-soul, I have a variety of all kind of talent that comes through. And it's amazing to see people come out and perform for the first time. I also had, like, gospel rap. It's just different. Every show is, because everybody always say I have a very unique laugh. And they're like, man, the whole show, I hear you laughing the whole time because I actually enjoy my show.
Exactly. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Right. I mean, why do it if you don't enjoy it? Enjoy it. You know, I'm not happy, Siobhan. I was just telling somebody this today. I'm not happy unless I'm doing what I love. So that's great that you're doing something that you're passionate about.
Yes. And also with my show, it's food. That's included in the $5 cover. It's free parking.
Oh, okay.
So all I'm asking for people is just to come out, meet new artists. Because it's a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of artists that come there, mingle and, socialize, just get to know, and branch out.
Wow. Okay. So you have the refreshments and the parking is included?
Yes. Because the venue is free parking. But when you come in with the $5 cover, I have food there. A lot of people what? It's only $5 for this? And the reason why I have food included is because I understand a lot of people, they get off from work. So coming to my show, they might be rushing or they might not have anything to eat. So that's just my way of just, just telling people thank you,
That is so sweet.
I would have came to your show, but, I had to stop and get dinner. And then by this time, I had to prepare. So I'm like, look, I got food already there. It's $5. You get great entertainment.
Right.
You get food. $5.
Exactly. You can't beat that. That is so sweet. But if you guys were, if everyone was to meet Siobhan, you would know that she's so sweet anyway. So that is just like a given. Wow, that is so cool, Siobhan. Now, ask you, how long have you been doing the show?
My show is into the second year now. Been 2 years.
And what was it that made you say, what was it that made you say, I want to actually do a show and, this is what I want to do? What was the turning point that you started doing this?
Well, actually, it's a funny story because I was challenged. Like, I used to write poetry and stuff in high school. And so in my, after high school, I hadn't really, looked back on it. So I was going out with one of my friends a couple years ago, and my people was like, what do you do? And everybody just said, oh, you look so artsy, like you look like you should be doing something. And so then I was like, I was like, huh? So I was like, well, I do write poetry.
You're like, thank you, I think.
So then it was like, yeah, everybody is faking Atlanta. So I'm like, I'll say, no, I write poetry for real. So what I did was I looked up VU's online, found a spoken word VU, wrote a poem, memorized it in 1 week, and then people loved it. And so they was like, oh, when next time you going to perform? And so after that, what happened is I went to a venue. My friend was looking at a venue to you know, host an open word, spoken word event.
Spoken word,
I did a poem, you know, I was just like playing around on the mic or whatever, and then they loved me and they asked me to do a show.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was like, what?
Okay.
So I was like, it was like, oh no, it's
so they really liked it.
You were right. So I was like, so I was asking everyone, you know, like, what do you think? Everyone's like, yeah, you should go for it. You should do it. You should do it. But at the time I'm new, I don't know anyone on the poetry scene. So it's like, okay. So that's why this show is really special to me because it's, you know, it was built literally from the ground up. It was like not,
that is
you know,
great.
Referrals. It's people who actually come to the show, like the show, you know, just pretty much like word of mouth.
Wow, that is great, Siobhan. It's like I know that I always see my schedule is finally kind of leveling out because I always see the promotions for it, but I need to get my butt there, and I want to actually perform because, like I said, I do spoken word as well, so I would love to be a part of it and just get into that spoken word vibe again.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You wanna,
that would be great.
Yeah, you Yes, definitely. Do you want to give everyone the info for tomorrow's show?
Yes, the info for tomorrow's show is at Mark Squared Studios. So if you type in Mark Squared Studios in your GPS, it should take you there. But the address is 1804 Montreal Court, Suite B, and that's in Tucker, Georgia, 30084.
Okay, and that's right off of Highway 85 North, right?
Off of Lawrenceville Highway exit.
Lawrenceville Highway. Okay, that's easy to get to. That's an easy spot, convenient location. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what is your contact information?
On Facebook, I have a page where they can see some of the past performances and pictures from previous shows. And it's Reflective Soul Theory. On Facebook, my name is Siobhan, S-H-A-V-O-N. Last name is Toom, T as in Tom, O-O-M, B as in boy, S. On Instagram, it's at Reflective Soul Theory. It's the name of the show. And on Twitter, it's at Reflective Soul.
Okay, cool, Siobhan. Thank you so much. Now, again, Siobhan is a successful promoter of a spoken word show. She has it, you said, every Wednesday, right, Siobhan?
Every first Wednesday.
Every first Wednesday. Okay. And this is something that you don't want to miss. You want to be a part of it because she has some true talent there, and she is so talented herself. So,
thank you
so much. And we hope to talk to you again, Siobhan. Next time I have to just do a whole complete interview on you. And I have to put a shout-out to her daughter, Sakari, because Sakari is doing some artwork for me. So check out Siobhan's page, and you can see her daughter's artwork as well. She's very talented.
Oh, thank you.
We will talk to you soon, Siobhan. Thank you so much for joining us on Racine Ties Live.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Now, my next guest is an accomplished actress, Miss Tovia Spain. She's joining us tonight. She's my surprise guest on Racine Ties Live. I'm so excited to have her because when Tovia was on my show, Don't Be Salty, All About Relationships, Tovia had that show lit up. Didn't you, Tovia? Am I saying, Tovia, but it's like Tovia, right? How do you say your name?
No, it's Tovia. You pronounce it correctly.
Tovia.
It's Tovia.
Okay, I love your name. So how you been doing,
Thank
Tovia?
You. Pretty good, pretty good. How about you?
I've been doing great. I want to have you on my Don't Be Salty show again because, like I said, you had it lit. You know, I love having people that aren't shy, that speak their mind, and that's you. But you have that in you because you're an actress. So, and I've seen that you've been pretty busy lately. What do you have going on?
Well, I'm working with Mope Williams and Vision Co., and we're doing a series called Get Money and Lily Pooh, and we'll be doing episode 2 soon. Then, of course, I still have Sunday Slander Service I'm working on. And then I have a short skit coming out with Lonnie, the comedian, and Funners. And that should be coming up pretty soon.
Okay, that sounds great. All right. Now, let me ask you, Tovia, how long have you been acting?
It'll be about 2 years, actually, this February.
Really? How did you get started? Because, I mean, the projects and everything that you're involved with, I actually thought it was, like, much longer than that.
Yes, I'm pretty shocked and blessed myself. I'm shocked. But Jordan Jackson called me one day, well, sent me a message and asked me to show up to a taping of a Mike Benn show. And then after that, I got a extra part in that and went forward and got hooked up with a couple of people and didn't stop.
Really? Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So I'm assuming that you've met a lot of people along the way because, like you already said, Mike Benn, Jordan Jackson, Mope Williams. Have there been any situations or events where you just, you know, thought to yourself, oh, wow, I'm really blessed to be here? Any people that you've met so far along the way that have, you know, kind of guided you?
I would say everyone has, because whether I met them in person or not, they guide you because they give you, you know, something to look at or something to look forward to. But I was shocked to meet, I guess, Mike Epps. That was shocked that you can still, you know, make it and still be laid back and personable.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that.
Right.
And a couple other people that stand out.
And when did you get a chance to meet Mike Epps?
Maybe about around, I would say about July.
Okay.
Yeah, about 2 weeks before my birthday.
About ordering it now.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. Did he have any, like, words of advice for you or?
He had a lot of words.
Tovia, now see, Tovia is a very beautiful young lady for everyone that has not seen her. So I don't know. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't he married? Don't let me pull out my phone.
No, it was nothing like. Look at you fishing for something. Wrong show.
Exactly.
Wrong show. No, but no. It wasn't just me that questioned him, but he pretty much was telling, you know, everyone to stay focused, stay on your grind.
Right.
Don't listen to anybody else. And the main number one thing was don't sell your soul. He was really big about that. Staying true to who you are, not selling your soul.
Yeah, and you know what, from what I hear, that is like a literal thing. So that's cool that he, you know, gave that advice. You know what I mean? And what did you say? You said stay true to who you are?
Yes, stay true to who you are.
Tovia, I really appreciate you calling in. And with that, I'm going to go into my next song, and we're going to talk to my next guest. Thank you so much, Tovia. I will talk to you soon, and I want you on my show, my Don't Be Salty show again.
My love voice.
Okay, cool. I'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much shit done happened that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister and a child. Kinda hurt me cause I couldn't have my own now. Lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just have to learn. This is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. The sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only be real. It's true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I want to be is true.
And with that, I want to be.
And all I want to be is true.
Hey, are you guys there? Is Mr. Damien S. Johnson there? How you doing, Damien?
Yeah. I am wonderful. Every day is wonderful. Every day is amazing.
Great. And I have another guest, Brandon. Are you there?
Yeah, hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I hear somebody has a little bit of talking in the background. Hello?
Hello.
Now, Damien is actually my special guest on Conversations with a Black Man. But, Damien, I wanted to take this opportunity to I wanted Brandon to be on really quick and tell us about what he has going on because he's a comedian slash actor himself. And I wanted him to tell us about the workshop that he has going on with actor Mark Jeffries. Brandon,
great.
You want to tell us what you have going on?
Yeah, can y'all hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, like Ray Singh said, my name is Brandon Skanovich. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee originally, but I currently live in Sacramento, California. And next weekend on November the 12th in Memphis, I'll be having an acting workshop with Mark Jeffries. Everybody pretty much knows him from his role in Lewd and Isaiah. Of course, he's much older now. He's done so many other things in the industry. And we're working on an upcoming film called For the Love of Mother. And wanted to use this workshop to platform some experienced as well as upcoming, inexperienced actors as well. And we're using it to, hand-pick extras for the film. And also just a way to give back. And Mark has been in the industry for 20 plus years, and He's an excellent mentor, excellent coach as it pertains to acting. So, I mean, if you know, and it's not just for Memphis, it's for, you know, Atlanta, Alabama, all surrounding areas, you know, if people are willing to come. So that's kind of the base of it all.
Right, right. And how much is the workshop, Brandon?
It's $85. It's $85.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
No.
And it's a one. Is it a 1 day workshop? And how long does it?
Yeah,
how many hours?
It's from 10 to 4, and it's going to include the speaking seminar from Mark, hands on exercises, monologues, question and answer panel, lunch is included, all that good stuff. So.
Oh wow, lunch is included. Okay, I'll be there. So let me ask you this, Brandon, just so people can get an idea of what you've actually been doing. Can you tell us like who you've been on tour with, what you've been doing yourself, and how you got started as well?
What landed me in California, I'm a musician, and that's kind of what landed me. And I always would tell jokes and stuff like that during sound check and after the show and before the show. So people would compare me to Jamie Foxx because Jamie's the only one that has ever did that on a grand level. And I actually got started with Michael Blackson. An opening act didn't show up, and they kind of just threw me up there, and I bombed, actually. And Mike told me to go home and write some jokes, and then came back and we did it again, and I did good. I did great that time. And currently I've been on tour. For the last 6 months, I've actually been out with comedian actor Brandon T. Jackson, who I'm on tour with now. And actually, we were just in Atlanta down at Uptown back in August. Racine did not come and see us. Just to throw it out there.
You're not supposed to say that.
Did not come
and see
us.
You know, when they say it's the thought that counts, I was thinking about it both days.
Yeah, whatever.
But I promise you, next time I will be there. I might actually just try to make that acting workshop, to tell you the truth. Because Memphis isn't that far from Atlanta.
It's not.
But
it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a great thing that you're doing, Brandon, because like when you give back to people, I feel like when you give back to other people, you receive so much more in return. You know what I'm saying? You get blessed in return. Damien, the reason I wanted him to tune in and be, you know, log him in is just so basically so you can kind of connect and network with him as well, you know, afterwards.
Okay.
Brandon, do you want to give everybody your contact information, Brandon, so they know how to get in touch with you regarding the workshop?
Well, naturally, I'm on all social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, at Brandon Skanovich, SC. Anavich. Brandon Skanovich.
Okay.
Lots of people can connect with me on IMDb. My YouTube channel is Brandon Skanovich. I should be the only Skanovich because that's really not common at all. So that's
right.
Like the only Skanovich that should pop up. And
okay.
That's basically it, you know.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you calling in, Brandon.
I thank you for allowing me to.
Definitely.
Damien, nice to connect with you as well as I don't know who else is online as far as the panel goes.
Oh, just Damien. Damien. Today is Conversations with a Black Man. He was on my Don't Be Salty All About Relationships too. He was on that show as well. But this is Conversations with a Black Man. So I should just name this little segment Conversations with Two Black Men.
Oh, so they got rid of, so they let you, so they stop. So people finally got tired of you throwing that salt on them.
No, I'm going to find my salt shaker and throw some on you.
And Damien, that's actually how Racine and I met. I actually went to one of the shows back in I don't know if it was like June.
I think it was
July. Yeah. Okay. And they were doing some stuff over there talking and throwing salt and whatnot, and I came in and I stole the
man. I stole your show. and Racine and I, man, we hit it off, and ever since then, everybody listening, and ever since then, it's been one lie after another one. Yeah, Brandon, I'm going
to
come see you.
Damon, it's time for him to go.
I'm going to pick you up from the airport. Yeah,
oh,
we
Lord.
Can do lunch. It's been one lie after another. So,
hey,
Saturday, November
Brandon.
12th.
Oh, God.
Brandon, don't
He's
tell
funny.
Him that because Damon is going to be traveling. And I'm like, yeah, Damon, I got to meet you. Don't tell him that, Brandon.
Wait a minute.
Have
Wait a minute.
It's
too late now.
Brandon, goodbye.
All right.
I'm usually a good host, but I'm kicking you off. Thank you so much for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, bro.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. I have some crazy friends, Damien.
It's fine. I have a gang of them, too.
So, Brandon, I'm sorry. Brandon is gone. Damien, you are the man of the hour. Damien S. Johnson.
God is good.
Well,
God is good. Praise him.
Yes. What does the S stand for?
The S is my middle name. It stands for Scott.
Oh, okay. You said Scott. Oh, I thought it stood for Superman.
Yes.
Because you have been doing so many things, Damien. Okay, you know what? And the thing about it is, like, with you, I don't even know where to start. So let's just start like this. Tell us what you are currently doing.
Currently doing or currently coming out or just currently doing?
Or just like, what are you doing, like, right now?
Well, right now, I just wrapped a award-winning web series called Lover's Lane. Victory Productions, the genius Carlton Clay is behind that, writer, director, producer. And after I finish that one, right now I'm just waiting on, I have three films that's coming out between the next 2 months.
One
is called Fourth Quarter. That's by Jamal Hill Productions. It's a thriller, basketball thriller. We actually shot that in Eastside High School where the old Lena Lee was at. In Patterson.
Oh, okay.
That was wonderful. That was wonderful. I have another movie that's coming out called Misconstrued, and that's with my good friend Nelson Davis. That's a thriller as well. It's going to be coming out. And another movie called Hurt People, Hurt People. That's by Reggie Adams and Keep the Change Entertainment. That's coming out. And Lover's Lane is about to come out. We just wrapped another web series called Karma that was fun. Another one by Carlton Clay that was fun. And that's the most current thing that's out right now. Right now, I don't have anything planned this second, but, you know, things change. Right now I'm just focusing on my rebranding and my motivational speaking.
Planned a second, that was enough to make anybody's head spin. Oh, my God. So all this stuff is like coming out and just finishing and everything like that. Like your schedule must have been crazy busy doing all this. Like what was the time frame for doing all these films and things like that?
It's been a process. This has been going on since the end of December. December 23rd is when I did the first movie in Patterson. And it varies. I'll be in North Carolina, I'll be in New Jersey, I'll be in Augusta. It depends. It depends. Some productions go fast. We can knock them out in a week. Some take a little more time, a few weeks, because we have everyone else's schedule and, you know, what everyone else is doing. So it varies. It varies. But, you know, this has been the best year thus far. God has really, really blessed me. He has blessed me so much.
Right.
And I still have the food line commercial that's on right now as well.
That's right. You had the food line commercial. That's cool.
Yes.
Let me ask you, all of these are from different producers and directors or filmmakers rather, right?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me just make sure. Let me see. That must be your background, because I can hear like a little bit of background noise.
Not my background. Nobody on me.
No? Okay, let me just make sure I got everybody off here. Let's see. Okay. So, because I want to make sure everybody hears what you have to say. And you're – okay. Here we go.
Yes.
Okay. You still there, Damien? Okay. All right. I cleared that up. That was a phone line that was still on. All right. So there.
Okay.
I'm sorry. There are different directors and filmmakers that are doing these projects.
Yes, they are. They are different directors of the filmmakers.
Wow.
Some from yeah.
So how are they finding you? Do they see you in one production and then say, you know, I want him, or do you have an agent, or how are you getting the part?
Well, I do have an agent, the Brock Agency, which is in Hickory, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Some projects she has got me to food line commercial and other things. A lot of other independent films and other films that I do, I've got on my own, and I that's all comes from me networking. You know, I'm a networking.
Wow. Yeah.
So I reach out to people.
Yeah, you
and
sound
I build rapports. Yeah, I really build rapports. I don't really just be, you know, just trying to get over, you know. And I'm a fan of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
We're all the same in this creative realm. So, you know, I want to
mm-hmm.
see what you have going on. You know, it can inspire me. And I see opportunity.
Right.
You know, I reach out to the person and see if they find something available. And it just works.
Mm-hmm.
It just works. God directs my path, and everything happens how it's supposed to happen. And like
right,
I said,
exactly.
Just, like matter of fact, one like something. I got with the one in New Jersey called Fourth Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I got in that because
uh-huh.
because a director from another film suggested me, and I got in that film.
Wow.
A director from another film suggested me, so it kind of worked.
Wow.
It kind of worked out.
So
like
not
that,
only
and
are
I'm
you
thankful.
A great actor. That's cool, because I was going to say, not only are you a great actor, obviously you have a good demeanor and you're personable and able to work with different personalities if they're going to be referring you like that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're somebody
right.
that, they couldn't stand working with, there's no way in the world they would refer you. So that is very cool, Damien. Now, with
thankful.
I'm going to give you the Hustler of the Year Award, right? but we all know that you have been nominated for other awards. Want to tell us about those?
Oh yes, I was earlier this year. I was nominated for the Feature Highlight Awards, Best Actor, along with my Actors Game brother Renaissance Jones, who took home the award.
Okay. Wow.
And yes.
Wow.
And
okay.
I was just recently I'm an honoree now. For the Peace Theater Awards, that will be in Jamaica.
Wow!
Well, I'll be honored
what?
There. You know, Miss T. Chandler, because yeah. So you know, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came from a long way. So you know, I just
right.
stay thankful, humble, and thankful. You know.
So let me ask you, Damien,
so
how did you get these nominations or these honorary positions? I mean, do they see your work, or does somebody have to, like, actually, you know, nominate you or refer you, or how does that happen? Do you know?
Both. The first one, I know that people had to nominate me, and I had to get
mm-hmm.
enough people to nominate me to get the nomination. So I'm thankful to everyone who did that, the ones I know and the ones I don't
mm-hmm.
know. And the other award – the head boss, you know, she pays attention to what you do over a length.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she pays attention to what people do over a lengthy period of time. And
mm-hmm.
she saw what I did, and she knows my story, and she just, you know, honored
mm-hmm.
me with it. And I tell her thank you all the time, you know. And
wow.
I'm just thankful for
that's
that.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, okay, so now we're going to pause and back up a little bit, Damien. Now, I played
okay.
that Lloyd song, his new song, True, because I saw it posted on your Facebook wall. And when I heard, when I first heard the words, I was like, oh, my God. And I had to, like, I saw a little clip on your Facebook post, but I had to go and Google it and put it on my Spotify list, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
tell
yes.
me, what does that song mean to you? Or, like, let's say, yeah, what does that song mean to you? You know, because I know that song has meaning for you.
It does. I'm from a small town in North Carolina. I'm from Harlan
mm-hmm.
County.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone doesn't do what I do, but it's a lot of talented
mm-hmm.
people there. And
mm-hmm.
I've had the dream for years since.
Wow.
Saved by the Bell, Nickelodeon.
mm-hmm.
And
are
I never,
you kidding
I never,
me?
I never jumped.
Wait a minute, how old
yes,
are you?
I'm 33.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
so you
I've
remember
had it for a long
it,
time.
Yeah, you remember that.
Yeah, I'm Keaton and Kel, Guts, all that. Clarissa Spank,
yeah,
it all.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do it and knew I could do it. And the reason I'm doing it really honestly is because of Tupac Shakur. He inspired me enough to really want to do it. But whenever you come from where I come from and you jump up and say you want to do what I'm doing, everyone doesn't accept it. Everyone doesn't see it.
Right.
And it's okay because, you know, it used to bother me. It used to bother me a whole lot. I'm trying to, you know, strive for this goal, strive for this thing, and everyone just doesn't get it. And yeah, exactly. But the thing is, your vision is your vision. God didn't give his vision to anyone else. He gave it to you, you know, and you want his purpose.
Yeah.
It's not meant for everyone else to understand. And I had to get that, you know, in me, you know, because I'm wondering about everyone else and everyone else's opinion. But the whole thing is, you know, God is in me and around me, you know, and once I kind of listened to him and heard his voice and understood, I was more at ease, you know, because, you know, me saying that, because, you know, I have a past where I used to get in trouble a lot. And when I get out of trouble, everyone's like, you know, get a job, you know, get a job, work, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I want to act. So, you know, that's not.
They weren't
really
hearing that, right?
Yeah. And people see it as a pipe dream. People see it in different, in different aspects. And I put a lot of work in, and I just wanted to, my whole thing with this filming, honestly, it's a lot that comes with it. You know, the money comes with it, the fame and all that good stuff too. But I really deep down inside want to make my family proud. Because, you know, again, you know, I had a past where I was in and out of jail and, you know, felony charges and just kept getting in trouble and bringing pain and, you know, to a loving family. And my whole initiative, my whole thing is to really, really make them proud of me and leave something for them, leave a legacy, you know?
That's what I tell my kids all the time. It's, you know what, the money, that's cool. The money will come, you know. I'm still waiting on the money to come, just putting that out there. But, you know, just like I was saying earlier, it's like I'm not happy unless I'm doing what I love to do. And everything that I love to do is actually, you know, part of that is wanting to leave a legacy for my two children. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
Let me ask you, how long have you been pursuing the acting thing?
I've been in entertainment 10, but I've been acting seriously since 2010.
Oh, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And now let me ask you, what other talents do you have, Damien? Because I know that you said you do other things as well. With the music.
Oh yes, I songwrite. I've been a writer since elementary school. That's just a part of me. I songwrite. I used to do the little drawing thing, but I don't really draw as much. I used to do a little producing.
Mm-hmm.
I do promo modeling. I do print modeling. On the technical side, I do brand ambassador work. I do brand management. I do multi-level marketing, promotion. I do hosting, and I do motivational speaking. And I'm really focused on motivational speaking now. Yeah, I'm in talks with a few schools back in my way. I've been talking with the NAACP. And now it's coming. It's all coming, you know, because I used to wonder why I got so much trouble. But, you know, now it's kind of coming full circle. I had to really discover it. Matter of fact, it's a quote by Galileo Galilei that says, all truths are easy to understand once they are discovered. The point is to discover them. You know, that's the whole thing about it, you know. So I'm focusing on my motivational speaking right now, really trying to get that off the ground, as well as my brand. It's really, really want to. I start speaking this year. And I had a hype behind it because I really want people to, you know, I really want people to be inspired. I want people to not give up, you know. I want people to really look at me and say, you know, if he can do it, I definitely can do it, you know.
Exactly.
Because you're going to fall, you know.
Yeah, you must have been reading my interview questions, because I was going to ask you, is there any type of model that you live by? But you already answered that. You said all truths are easy to understand once you discover them.
That's one. I have so many.
Wow, that's cool.
Never
that's
give
cool.
up. You know.
Well, let me, yeah. So, Damien, like, what did you have to do in order to start, like, in order to actually start pursuing your dream? Because I know that you mentioned you would be in trouble a lot. You want to tell us, like, what were you doing that you got into trouble? Or, like, let's just say, like, you know, you don't have to go into detail or whatever, but what type of trouble were you in? Let's just put it like that. So people can understand where you were where you came from and where you are now. You know what I'm saying?
I'd say this. It wasn't any speeding tickets. I can tell you that right now.
So it was serious stuff.
Yeah, it was serious stuff. It was serious stuff. You know, it was drugs, guns, just like assaults, just doing erratic stuff. And these weren't like any misdemeanors, you know. I'm not ashamed of my past. They're definitely all felonies and everything, you know. But I looked at it like, I was just kind of lost. I didn't have a purpose I was following. I was more so a sheep and not being the shepherd that I am. And just, you know, just I wasn't focused. I wasn't focused at all. You know, I was staying high, drinking, you know. I was young. I got all these charges. I was like 20. I got locked up in 03, then 04, then 05. Mm-hmm. When I was in on probation, I went from unsupervised probation all the way to intense probation and violated every last one of them. You know, it was bad, man. It was bad, along with the, you know, getting high and the drinking. And, you know, I didn't realize or understand that I was thinking about me. I wasn't understanding how what I did affected more than just me. You know, it affected my family.
Right. It affects everybody.
You know,
yeah.
It affected my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, so
What was the turning point in your life where you just say, okay, I got to stop this? And, you know, because I know that this, it seems like there's always a turning point. And then I know that the turning point wasn't necessarily when you started acting, but like when you had that turning point, what was the time frame until you started saying, well, I want to really actually pursue my dream?
It was two, actually. I say around 9 years ago, because I started off modeling before I started acting. I was leaving, you know, around my way in the country, we have liquor houses, like little clubs, and I was, you know, doing what I do down there, and we was leaving, and then we're going on a 4-lane highway, and the person I was with overcorrected, and we hit the median. I flew out the back window. He flew out of some window, and we both landed on the other side of the ditch, like all wheel went across
what?
All four lanes. Yes,
oh my
and he
God.
He landed. He punctured his lung. He broke his rib. He cut half his ear off. I landed and popped right back up.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I landed and popped right back up, and that really made me just like, you know, made me really zero in, like, you know, I have a purpose, like, because I have friends that's done less than me. And friends that are not here anymore, you know. So
right,
I had to take that into
right,
account.
Yeah.
And then one day I was landing. Me filming is not like accident. Like, I got this vision in 2011. I was laying in the bed and I was just talking to God, and we just talked, and I just listened, really. More so listening than talking. And he told me what to do in March 2011. And I went to Atlanta. I did some research, went to Atlanta, became an extra in a show called, in a movie called Joe for Noise with Clint Eastwood and Dolly Parton. And then after that, it just been going. I just been going, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow. So.
That's pretty.
And you said
that was
about 9 years ago.
The
wow.
Rent, the
that
rent
is
was,
cool.
The rent was about 9 years ago when I was talking to God in 2011. You know, and I just knew I was too strong, too wise, you know, and to just be a sheep, you know. I know I had a purpose somewhere. It's just finding it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Now, I know you mentioned earlier, you said Tupac had like an influence on you. Like, what particular words that he said, or what was it that he did that influenced some of your actions to start pursuing your dream?
Tupac
should say
fanatic.
Vision, because I don't say dream, I say vision.
Well, I was a Tupac fanatic.
What's that?
From day one, you know, everything about him. Yes, I was. I'm
laughing because that sounds like me.
And it wasn't Juice. Everybody, you know, Juice's first movie, but for some odd reason, it was Poetic Justice. When I saw him in Poetic Justice, it just, I don't know. I just dug it. I mean, I dug him in Juice too, but once I saw Poetic Justice, I was like, man, I really want to do it. You know, I just felt I knew I could do it.
So he
played a big part. Yeah, I just knew.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew. It's just something that you had inside.
Right. Were there any other influencers in your life, whether on screen or in music or in real life, that, you know, had an impact on you actually making your dreams materialize?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Was it just something inside of you?
I have a cousin that's in North Carolina. His name is John Fitzpatrick. He's an attorney and a minister. And he is, you know, he's one of my biggest role models. And one day when I was younger, he sat down and told me what he was going to be, how it was going to happen. And lo and behold, I mean, down to his son's name, and lo and behold, it all came true. But he always told me,
serious?
I didn't do it. Everything came true. He told me he didn't get anything that he wanted until he got aligned within himself, within God. You know,
right, and he's
just so successful. You know, he's always been a role model. You know, him, and again, my cousin, and Tupac Shakur. You know, he's one. Matter of fact, my cousin Johnny's one of the best, if not the best, attorney in Durham, or if North Carolina, really. John C. Fitzpatrick. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
And is he your same age
or older?
No, John is older. He's way older than me. And I will say this too, my dad. My dad's the hardest working man I've ever seen in my life. And my mother was doing sacrifices, but my dad, like, I've really never seen him take a day off. He works every single day. Even till now, he works every day, except for Sunday.
Are you serious? How old is he?
He works every – my dad is 52. He works every single day.
Okay, you have a young dad. Wow.
My goodness. So, I mean, you know.
That's great, that work ethic. Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Somebody to look up to that is, like, inspiring you like that, you know. I know that we spoke briefly about support. I know with myself, I have a very small circle of support, you know, and sometimes it's crazy, but sometimes people that don't know you or, you know, that you just meet, they might support you more than, like, you know, friends and family. And, you know, to this day, I'm like, okay. I'm just going to deal with it. I'm not going to let it bother me. But the way that someone explained it to me, Damien, is that, you know, sometimes there's people, they can see maybe not as far as a mountain that's, you know, far off. Then there's some other people that can see the actual mountain. And there's only very few amount of people that can actually envision what's over the other side of the mountain. So, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, because I try to do a little bit of everything. You know, I'm just laughing inside when I listen to you because people don't understand. Like, I have one person tell me, oh, you got too much on your plate. But if, like I said, if I don't stay busy with the different projects and things like that, I'm not happy. You know, but for them, maybe they like sitting in the house twiddling their thumbs or just maybe they just like, you know, involving themselves with one project. But for me, I have to just stay busy and keep myself motivated. So what keeps you motivated to keep going, Damien?
I don't want to go back to where I was.
Yeah. I was going to say, even if you don't have, like, the complete amount of support that you have, what keeps you motivated? You said you don't want to go back. You don't want to go backwards.
Well, yeah, I don't want to be on this earth and live and just leave without a legacy. My granddaddy, he left all the my mom, my aunts, my uncles. He left them a bunch of land. You know, he was an entrepreneur back in the day, and
wow.
You know, he left a name, and that inspired me to, you know, that inspires me for one. You know, I have two beautiful daughters, and they definitely keep me going. I just don't want to be here and go. I want to leave a stamp. I want to be remembered 50 to 100 years from now. I mean, like a dictionary, like, you know, encyclopedia, or, you know, not just here, not just live.
Right.
You know,
right.
Not just live.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. I see what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Well, I'm going to play a quick song. We have some callers on the line. I want to make sure anyone wants to get some questions to you. So you cool, Damien? You want to just hang with me just for a second?
Hey, let's hang out, man. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Just hang in there for a second. And callers, if you want to ask Damien a question or if you have any opinions or or anything like that, just press the number 1. That's equivalent to raising your hand, and we will get to you. So, callers, because, Damien, you have our lines lit up, okay? I'm going to tell you, you got my lines lit up tonight. So, callers, if you want to talk to Damien S. Johnson, push that number 1, and we will get right with you. Damien, I'll be right back.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Race down. I know how it be when you're trying your best, but you turn it around.
You gotta finish up for rest.
So you stay on your grind, trying to get to the shine, even turn to crime.
How come I ain't made it?
Get it quick and easy. Chillin' on the boulevard. Some hard-head niggas from the 7-Wall. Had a chick in the field. Was down for a nigga that's real. Used to have fam in the Florida projects. That's why I'll never forget. I'm just like you.
Special guest Damien S. Johnson. Damien, are you still with me?
I am still with you.
Okay.
Hey.
Damien S. Johnson, the S stands for Superman because he has been the Hustler of the Year award. Tell us again the awards that you, the honorary position that you were nominated for just recently.
Oh, it's the best up and coming actor award for 2017.
Okay.
Peach Theater Awards with Miss Pichanda DuBose. Google her. She
cool.
is the bomb.
All right. That is great. That is great. Now, we have a caller that wants to talk to you, Damien. I'm not sure who it is. I'm not sure what they want to say, but are you ready for your first caller?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
And caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, caller,
yes.
What's your name and where are you calling in from?
My name is Cedric Johnson. I'm calling from Augusta, Georgia. My name is Carl. What's up, brother?
Man, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And what advice or question do you have for Damien?
Well, I just want to tell him how proud I am of him. That's all he knows.
That's cool. Are you? I'm guessing his family, the Johnson.
No, ma'am.
I mean, he might as well say it is. He plays the father on the web series Karma that you can go see on YouTube.com.
Oh, okay. Wow.
He plays the father.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's a great talented man. Great actor and
okay.
a great person. Great person. Thanks for calling.
All right.
I appreciate you seeing.
How long have you guys known each other? That's cool. How long have you guys known each other? Did you meet on the web series?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool, Cedric. So what advice would you give to Damien?
Oh, I'm telling you, Damien has to give me advice. He pulled so much stuff out of me. I didn't know I had it. I actually wanted to beat him up, for real.
Wow.
I mean, he pulled some stuff out of me.
That's good. That's when you know somebody really cares, right, Cedric?
Right. So he's a great actor. He's really, like I said, I'm just getting into the game. I've only been doing it for like a year. And when I met him, you know, I was like, good Lord. I mean, I've been doing the Karma thing, which was pretty cool. And then when Damien got on set to play my son, I mean, I really thought he was my son for real. He was about to get that thing really put on him. I'm just letting him know that.
Oh, wait a minute. I know who you are. That's the daddy.
Yeah, that's Carl.
I know who
that's
you
Carl.
Are.
Player. Yes,
okay. Wow, that is great.
Thank you, Carl.
You know, I'm honored that you called into my show because I seen you act. So I appreciate it. I really do. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well,
you have a great night. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Carl. You too, man.
All right.
Wow, that won my heart right there. That's what's up, man.
Wow. We have another caller. You ready for your next caller, Damien?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, this is almost like that show, This Is Your Life. Okay, let's see who's on here.
Right. Right.
Caller, thank you so much for calling the Racing Ties Live Show with Conversations with a Black Man. My special guest tonight is Damien S. Johnson. And are you there, caller?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, hi. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Pechanda DuBose calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm calling
in from Pechanda.
Hi,
I'm
how
so
are you?
I'm so honored that you called in.
Of course. Just calling in support of your show. I absolutely love what you're doing. And also in support of our 2017 honoree, Mr. Damien Johnson. I had to call
in
the show.
Yes. Yes, I appreciate that so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, Pechanda, I know the actual event is not until next year, but can you give us a little bit of background about the event and just tell us, you know, what's involved?
Okay, the Peach Theater Awards is an annual event that I do every year. It's a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cruise that is compiled of a series of workshops. We have a theater festival, a film festival, red carpet, networking, and then we have a beautiful cruise ship, and then we have this year the beautiful island of Jamaica. So it's like an industry event for some of the most talented people in the country who I feel like are under-recognized, underserved, and underappreciated. There's a whole different level of marketing. People who may not be household names, but just as talented. So, you know, it was laid on my heart a few years ago to begin these awards and honor these beyond deserving people.
Right, exactly. Now, Pechanda, I know because I read a little bit of your bio and your profile background, but tell the wonderful people what you about you and your background, why you actually can go ahead and do this.
Okay, I'm going to keep it brief because this is about Damien.
okay. Well, you know, we just want to know, like, who you are and what you do.
Okay.
Do your thing.
I'm an award-winning playwright. NAACP, Woman of the Year, 2016, won several awards, 2016-15. I just have a passion and love for the arts. Just like Damien stated earlier, I love believing and supporting in my own people, specifically African Americans. I love everybody, but we're in a market where we're often overlooked. And so that's why it was laid on my heart to create this venue for, like I said, artists who deserve the same recognition. And I honor my people in the most prestigious and extravagant way possible. So that's why I decided to do it on cruise. Yeah.
That's cool. Now, Pete Janda, can you tell us how your organization goes about, you know, picking the actors and actresses to be honorees?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you all understand that my people are honorees. Nobody is nominated. These people have been selected.
Okay.
I have pre-selected categories, and I just choose people who I think befit the category. And if they accept the honoring them, then they get honored. I observe people, like Damien mentioned earlier in the interview, I observe people all year long who may not know I'm watching them. And I observe their work ethic. I observe their talent. I observe a lot of things. And so, you know, when it's time to pick my people, I kind of finalize it down and I reach out to them. And depending on how they respond, these are the ones who get honored.
Wow, that is wonderful. Wow.
Yeah, I've
so,
been observing Damien for the past 2 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. So you have eyes on you, Damien, and you don't even know it.
Well, he knows.
You know, and just like, and you know, and the thing is, just like they say, you never know who's watching. You know, you never know
you
who's watching you. That is so cool. Pichanda, let me ask you, is the event open to the public, or is it only, you know, invited guests to the Jamaica trip?
No, absolutely. It's open to the public.
Oh, okay, okay. And
anybody,
can you give us some context?
Anybody who wants to attend, anyone who wants to attend the Peace Theater Awards cruise, they have to book through my production company, of course, and, you know, letting it be known now, you try to book outside of my my production company, you won't be allowed to attend any of the events because people have tried to do that. Open to the public. If anyone has any questions or concerns about the Peace Theater Awards, they can contact me via Facebook. That's Pete Chanda Dubose, PEACHANDADUBOSE. Email me at Pichanda, PEACHANDA.Writes, WRITES, @gmail.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Pichanda. I'm so honored that you actually called in to give us the information.
Absolutely.
Now, because Damien is moving at the speed of light, and he is making progress. I've been asking everyone tonight, you know, what advice would you give to him personally, you know, as far as his career goes?
Well, in my observation, Damien is headed in the right track. He's humble. He's very humble, and he takes direction well, and he is a hustler, in a good sense of the word.
Yes.
So only thing I would recommend him to do is to just keep the way he is, maintain his humbleness, remain focused, and just keep going to go get it because he's on the right track.
Right, exactly.
Thank you so much.
Well, Pichanda, thank you so much for calling, and it was a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope to meet you face-to-face in the very near future.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
That's
so sweet, Damien.
That's love. I appreciate that.
That's
surreal.
We still have a whole line of callers that are online. What's that?
You sure it's for me? You sure ain't nobody for you?
No, it's not the wrong
number. You got the
number.
Wrong number.
So if anyone wants to speak to Damien, because we're getting ready to close down the show in a few minutes. So if you have a last minute question, thought, observation, opinion, advice, you better press number one right now, right away, because this Hustler of the Year award, Year Award. This Hustler of the Year man is not going to be around much longer. He has things to do and places to go and people to see. Okay, we have one more caller that has a question for you. Caller, you are okay. Live on the Racine Ties live show with Damien S. Johnson. The S stands for Super Duper Man. What is your name and where are you calling from, caller?
My name is Sierra Williams, calling from Charlotte,
oh,
North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Sierra. Thank you for calling. Oh, wow. Hey, sis. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wow.
Good. Now, I forgot to ask you, Damien, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
It's just me. It's just me and her. It's just me and my baby
oh,
sister.
Oh, you're
that's
kidding.
It.
What? Okay, so who's the baby? Who's the oldest?
I'm the baby.
I'm the oldest. She's the baby.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow, that is
that's
great.
What's up, man.
So have you seen his progression, sis? And, like, what do you have to say about it? I mean, it's got to be, like,
yeah, she's seen it.
I mean, awesome and inspiring.
I can say God is good.
Why?
Uh-huh.
All right now, Sierra.
Yes.
All right now. All right now.
I've seen the progression.
They get light on
me. I'm so proud of him. From him staying up late at night, writing, getting dropped off here, going to auditions, traveling from here to there, missing Christmas with his family to be in New Jersey. I'm so proud of him.
Wow, that's cool. How much older are you than her, Damien?
8 years.
Oh, 8 years. Wow, okay.
Yeah,
so,
8 years.
And I'm sorry, what's your name again, sis?
Sierra.
Sierra, has he, you know, inspired you in any type of way or motivated you in, you know, any way that, you know, he may not have realized?
Of course. It's just it's as simple as never give up.
Mm-hmm.
Eye on the prize.
Right. Exactly. Wow, that is so cool. That is so cool that you have somebody calling and supporting you like that. Now, let me ask you, did you ever think that he would be in the position that he is in now, you know, motivating people and making as many accomplishments as he has?
I did. Damien is he's always been a go-getter. Whatever
right.
it is, he's going to go get it regardless. He's going to find a way to get it
cool.
and make sure he has it at the end.
Right, that's cool.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why, you know what, that's why I played that song, I Don't Get Tired, by Kevin Gates. Because when I heard that song, I thought about Damien. I was like, that's Damien. The way he was promoting, all the stuff that he says he was doing, I was like, okay, yeah. Thank you so much, Sierra, for calling in.
You're
I really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
I love you.
You know, and that.
Love you too.
So sweet. And Sierra, before you hang up, now, I forgot to mention the people that did call in, they will have a chance to win a T-shirt. So if you go to my site, either site, the Born Nappy is BORNNAPP.com, NAPPY.com, BornNappy.com, or iMotivate247.com, and you can pick your choice of T-shirt, and I will get a T-shirt to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Sierra. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, Damien, before I forget, I don't want to
Nobody asked me
that's
nothing. Nobody asked me one thing.
That's so cool.
Everybody
that your sister
love.
Called in. Yeah, that's
yeah,
cool.
Man,
that's cool.
That caught me off guard.
Yeah. Yeah. Before I forget, I want to give props to the woman who gave me this opportunity to share my show on her platform, Miss Maxine Jones, she's a former founding member of InVogue. So I just want to tell her thank you, Max, for allowing me to have this platform, because even though everyone's listening tonight, they will be able to go to blastfy.com/maxradio, and we're going to re-air this show. That so whoever missed it tonight, Damien, they'll be able to hear it like at least twice more during the week. So we
wonderful.
Definitely want to make sure
wonderful.
People know that. Yeah. So and
wonderful,
I thought it was
wonderful.
So cool that, you know, you were posting like crazy, you know, advertising for the show tonight, and Max clicked on it. She clicked all over it. That's so cool. You know, I really think it's cool too that you want to give back to people and you want to help others. What advice would you give to other people that are getting into the industry, Damien?
Well, let me say this. First, you have to believe. Before you get to anything technical, you're thinking about auditions, you're thinking about agents, you're thinking about, you know, roles and movies, you have to, one, believe in yourself. Once you believe in yourself and put it in your mind and have that vision, it's already done. You just have to go through the process then. I changed my life once I changed my mind. Once I changed my mind, you know, my mind, my thoughts, and my words. Once I changed that, my whole everything changed around me. Believe in yourself first, and then do your research. You know, you know, go. I mean, even if you can't afford a coach, you can go to YouTube and get all kind of coaching. You know, you can contact me. I'll hook it up for you. Study, learn the business first. Learn the business.
Because it is a business. Yeah.
It is a business, you know. And expect, you know, it's not going to jump off from the beginning to, you know, just from one day. It may take 1 year or 2 years or three. This has been my best year ever. But I started 6 years ago, you know, and I took Greyhound buses states away, spending my last just to get turned around and not get the role. So then are you built enough to withstand that and keep going? Even when people laughing at you, even when people come at you sideways, even when you feel like you really can't do it, you know, you have to stay the course, believe in yourself. Before I get, I can't stress that enough, believe in yourself. Edison, one more quote, Edison said, "I haven't failed, I've just found 10,000 ways it won't work." You know, it's never a failure.
That's so true.
You look at it, you sit back, you look at the game plan, and you go at it again. After you believe in yourself and see it in your mind, then you go do your research. You go online, study, do whatever you want to do. Reach out to other people you see. Reach out to other actors. Reach out to local actors and whatnot. You can start off a web series or start being an extra like I did, you know, and just you know, go from there. Go from there and practice, and hustle hard because it's somebody that wants it. You know, you have to hustle. You have to hustle hard like someone's hustling just as hard to take it away from you. That's what keeps me up 2-3 in the morning because, you know, you know, I want it bad. And I know somebody wants it as I do, if not more. So believe in yourself. Do your research. And then and believe in God and everything else will come into play. And, one more thing. We gone?
No. I was going to ask you, where do you see yourself in the future?
Oh, well, in 2 years, I'll be well-known around the whole world. Exactly.
Okay.
Just plain and simple. I'll be a well known motivational speaker. I'll be either in or planning an outreach center back in Harnett County, where I'm from. Well, an outreach center, but it's one down there now, called Think Smart Outreach Center. Brunel Williams and Pamela Williams, they started the trend, and you know, they are great people. They really see vision. They've all supported me. Think Smart Outreach Center. I want to help the kids around my area. Definitely, because you know, I'm from that small town, and if anybody from down there can believe it, I believe it.
Came from
when they see me, that's exactly what I want them to do. You know, I don't know if I'll be 2 years. I say I'll at least start my book by then, but my main thing is the motivational speaking. I'll definitely be like I said, a brand ambassador, promo model. My company, my LLC, I did be producing films, but I want to do like documentaries and things that people will, you know, really can engage into. But I definitely want to have the outreach center, you know, to just my thing is just giving back. You know what I mean?
A lot of people, you know, like in your position, they'll do the acting, they'll get involved into the entertainment, but they're not trying to give back like you are. What was it that made you want to give back? What was it that made you decide, you know what, I also want to do motivational speaking and inspire other people?
Well, it's just law, universal law. You give it, you know, when you give, you get so much more return. It's not always monetary. You know, when you give, you get blessed. You get blessed tremendously. Once I learned it's not about me, everything kind of opened up. Like, crazy point, I could do all these accomplishments and something happened to me tomorrow, and I'm gone, I'm dead. But
right.
say one thing I did, a commercial or something, inspired someone else somewhere else, and they became great. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It gets that deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you really have to understand that giving, I mean, and giving will get you further. You can't take
right.
all the time. You're not,
exactly.
You're going to take two steps ahead and four steps behind. You know?
Right, yeah.
So, and
I know
how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
No, what were you going to say?
But you know, it's rough out here, man. Sometimes people just need
right.
especially some help. People are hungry out here.
True.
You know, people don't have this and
uh-huh.
that. You know, and sometimes you just gotta help somebody. Just help somebody.
Right.
It goes a long way. You never know.
Yeah.
The same person you help can help you later on down the road.
Exactly. That's why I'm hoping you remember me, Damien. Remember the little people, okay?
I don't forget anybody who ever forgot about me. That's my quote. I don't
right.
forget anybody who has never forgot about me.
Right. So, I forgot to mention to everyone listening that I do have a book out called Success Looks Good on Me. I'm going to rename it Success Looks Good on Damien S. Johnson because he is really doing
too
it.
Much.
but I want to tell you that, you know, I may have mentioned it. I don't know if I told you. You motivated me a little bit the other day because I forget what it was that you said exactly. But when I saw how pumped you were about being on the show and everything, I was like, you know what? I have to stop taking some of the opportunities that I have for granted because, like you said, it's a blessing for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for me, I don't feel good unless I am giving back. When I wrote my book, it's a motivational book, I said if it
mm-hmm.
at least just helps one person, then I feel like I did something. I accomplished something.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you
so
go.
I completely feel you on that. So let me
there
ask
you,
is there anything else that you would like to put out there and let everybody know before we close out the show?
Just Google me. Google me, David
okay.
S. Johnson. I'll come up
mm-hmm.
and just follow me. Follow me on this journey. Shout out to my state, North Carolina, my county, Harnett County. I do this for
mm-hmm.
y'all. And one thing to put in my heart, a lot of people ask me a lot of questions as of late. I really want people to understand that there's no one like you. There's no one that can do what you do,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
There's no one that can bring to this world what you can bring to this world. You're unique, you're great, you know, and just walk in
mm-hmm.
your greatness, you know? Walk in your
right.
greatness, and, you know, you'll be fine. But shout out to everybody. My mentors, I have my mentors, which my acting coach, Dennis White, my people I call and talk to, Jamar Hill, Tony Bravado down there
mm-hmm.
in Atlanta, Michael Bowie in Raleigh, Stephen Josie in Boston. I mean, you know, shout
mm-hmm.
out to them and, you know, shout out to God most definitely. This is,
yeah.
you know, I expect it, you know, because God told me, but it's kind of surreal sometimes. I'm a country
right,
boy,
right.
like closed lines and dirt roads and cotton fields and stuff.
Mm.
It's crazy to me. You know,
but you, hey,
so
you are making it happen. You're making it happen, and that's all that matters. That's what counts. I want to give
I'm
a
grateful.
Shout out to Tovia Spain, actress Tovia Spain, for calling in. She was our surprise guest tonight. I want to give a shout out also to Siobhan Toombs for calling in. She's having the event tomorrow, the Reflective Soul Series. She always has like a variety of talent that shows up. Brandon Skanovich, he's really cool. I hope that you guys are able to network and everything. He's an actor/comedian,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing that acting workshop in Memphis with actor Mark Jeffries. And also to P. Chanda, oh, my God, I'm so happy that she called in. I was, like, honored that she called in, you know, and gave those words of advice to you as
mm-hmm.
well. So
yeah,
I really
I'm
appreciate
so, so, so.
You being a part of this show. Damien.
I appreciate you.
Now,
you didn't have to do it, and you chose,
Oh, definitely, I had to. You know what? Oh, I forgot, because the first time I think I was doing PR for that independent movie with Sticks. Shout out to Steven Sticks, Josie, in the hills.
Yeah.
And
him,
I had a lot
me
of
him
people contacting
me. 2012. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's cool. I got to have him on here. And I think you contacted me with an article or something that was written about you. And I was like, because I had like a lot
bio,
of people coming
yeah.
at me. Yeah. So I was like, oh, who's this? But then you are so persistent and, you know, and you keep on moving forward. And it's like you're doing things and you're just like leaving a trail of dust behind you. Whoever's in your way, they're just going to have dust on them because Damien is moving at the speed of light. So I was
man,
like,
they better
yeah,
get
I
out.
Gotta,
they better get out of the way.
Exactly.
They better get out of
exactly.
the way.
So,
oh, no, November 11th, YouTube.com/Victory Production. We have a show called Lover's Lane is coming on. It's great. Check it out. Victory Productions,
okay.
YouTube, Google it. I had to plug that in there real quick.
And Karma, that's still, even though that last episode, the Karma still is on, right?
It's on. Just go to YouTube.com/Victory Productions and you'll see
okay.
it all. Karma and Lover's
okay.
Lane, you will see it.
And give everyone your contact information. Once again, Damien, spell your name for everybody.
Damien, DamienS Johnson, GOHNSON. All you have to do is Google me, and I will pop up. My email
okay.
is, you know, everything is Damien S. Johnson. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and whatever else I got going on, everything is Damien S. Johnson. So
okay.
I hope help somebody or inspire somebody. You know, so.
Oh, definitely.
No.
You definitely have. Damien, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being my special guest tonight. If you want
thank
to
you.
Learn
thank
more
you.
About everything that I have going on, definitely check out my website, thinkblessed.com. That's thinkblessed.com. From there, you can go to my two websites, bornnappy.com, for all the people that's into being natural, natural hair and all that, the natural hair movement. Because I say you didn't go natural, you were born that way. So bornnappy.com and imotivate247.com. Which shirt did you pick out, Damien, that you wanted from imotivate247.com?
What?
I think it's
I'm
unstoppable, right?
And what's after that? It's a few more words after I'm unstoppable.
I think it said, I'm unstoppable, this isn't a game, or something like that.
No, yeah, it says, I'm unstoppable, it's not a game. That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
right.
It's no
not,
game whatsoever.
Because it's not a game.
Put
it's
a controller
not a game.
Down.
Damien
put a controller
has,
down.
Yes, he already told you where he's going to be in 2 years. So, hey, everybody better take notice. And, you know, all I got to say is get out the way. Damien, thanks again for being my special guest. We got to do this again. Matter of fact, we're going to have to touch on, and when next time I'm in Charlotte, because all my family's in North Carolina, we're going to get this on film. We're going to get footage. All right,
okay.
How about that?
Let's hear. Thank you.
Thanks for being on Racine Tides Live, everybody. Have a great night.
A great night. All right, County.
From the struggle. From the pain.
Don't stop on the rail. Not again. Pick on bullshit.
My story. Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still
thank
been
you.
Taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much shit done happened that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could have my own now. I lost my baby, damn it's really getting home now. I just had to learn.
This is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do.
All right.
And all to the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only be real. Oh, 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 oh. And now this is me. So please accept me for who I am. For what I do, I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true.
All right.
And all I wanna be is true.